The Kingdom Chronicles is a prophetic adventure into the secrets of the Kingdom of God. The following teaching is by Alan Smith, entitled Lesson 8, Creativity Equals Increase.
We've got to get our mindset that God's a creative God. He's a creative God. He likes to create. So God has, if you're born again, you've been created to create with God. Now, say this with me. Creativity equals what? Creativity equals increase. Now, as Christians and as a people of God, we've got to start moving and understanding an increase. Do you walk around defeated all the time? Well, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. That's a decrease. Now, let's look at it in Matthew. But he that received what? Received what? He that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and does what? Understands it. Which also bears what? Bears fruit. Bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some what? 30-fold. So you see an increase there. So as we speak prophetically, here's what's happening. We're speaking creatively. Now, a lot of people try to be like an Old Testament prophet. God's going to come and wipe you out from the face of the earth. Well, that's okay if you want to be an Old Testament prophet, but I want to be a New Testament one. Amen? And a New Testament prophet is one that when he speaks, it brings forth creativity and increase. Can you hear me? Now, this is like a school of the Spirit, understanding prophetic words. And you can give prophetic words of increase, and you can say, well, Alan, they haven't happened yet. Well, faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things that are not seen. So faith is the active progression of a prophetic word. It's an active progression of a prophetic word. Listen, some of you sitting in here tonight can say, Alan, I've had a bad week. Anybody say they had a bad week? All right. I've had a bad week. Now that can be a progression of a decrease. Not a progression of an increase. Let me show it to you right quick. Would you like to have an increase in your life? Like when you're speaking prophetically to someone, you've got to get this in your head that we're speaking into increase. Perhaps you're living life just trying to maintain your present realities. Now, Terry Barr went down to Lakeland. He saw some people's realities change, right, Terry? He said, Alan, I don't know what it is, but it's just messed you up. You'll never be the same. You'll just never be the same. And when the presence of God is among us, we're just never the same. Look at it. There is more to life than just maintaining yourself and everyone else around you. Jesus gives you another secret of the kingdom in the verse that we read above. This secret now revealed is all about what? Creativity with what? With increase. Now, please get the increase in your mind. To have increase resides in the very heart of men and what? And women. Now, look, go with me here a minute. When you were born, that was a product of increase. Everything we do, it is in our DNA. We have been created to bring increase. Now, if I don't say anything else tonight, as a prophetic people, if you can get that, you've got what I want to teach you tonight. It is in your DNA to bring increase. It's in your DNA to be creative, which brings increase. It is amazing how our mindset is so set up on losing and decrease. It's the way we're thinking. The Bible and the Word of God has been given to us to teach us creativity, and which equals an increase. Now, go with me here. How can you experience more life without it equaling creativity that produces an increase? Your way of thinking, which produces an what? Come on, somebody. Produces a what? It produces an attitude, is the ground in which seeds of creativity are. Are you with me? Your way of thinking, which produces an attitude, is the ground in which seeds of creativity are sown. Now, your attitude is the ground in which your thinking is sown. Bad attitude, problem with that is it's going to sow seeds of bad attitude and they're going to grow. You got to understand something here. You're a creative being. It's in your DNA. Come on now. If it just didn't grow, we'd be better off. But the problem is something's going to grow. It's according to you what you're going to plant. I'm a farmer. I know what I'm talking about. So you've got to understand your thinking are the seeds that are planted into your attitude. Your attitude will match your thinking. And it will create an increase. Have you ever been rejected in life? Sorry, I know the answer to this one. Have you ever been rejected in life? Now, whether you know it or not, your attitude setting yourself up. Come on now. You can amen right there if you want to. Listen, your attitude sets you up to get rejected. Yes, it does. You're welcome. Now, aren't you sick and tired of the barren land of what? Sadness and lack of increase. Come on, people. Let's get on with living and growing into a life of increase, because the kingdom of God is about life and life more abundantly. Have you not read about abundant life? Is it true or is it not? Well, sometimes I say, well, God doesn't look like it's too abundant to me. He always says, you hadn't tried it yet. You can't think you're stinking thinking and be creative with me. You got to understand your thinking are the seeds in which are sown into your attitude, which brings forth creativity. In another verse, Jesus also says this. All of nature has been created with this desire for increase embedded within its DNA. This desire for increase is evidence that something has been what? Created by who? Look at it. This desire for increase is evidence that something has been created by God. It's within the DNA. If you plant a seed of corn, it's going to grow. It's going to increase. It's going to bear fruit. It bears fruit after its what? After its what? After its kind. You plant stinking thinking, you're going to reap stinking thinking. Thank you. You see, you got to understand your thinking are your seeds that you're sowing into your attitude of life. And you're going to reap of like kind. You thought you wanted to get a harvest that could make you feel better. Listen, if you're waiting on the world to change and everybody to treat you different before you feel better, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. So you're always trying to manipulate everybody around you to be who you think they need to be before you're going to feel better. Ain't going to happen. It's just not. It's got to come from within here. It's our DNA to be creative. But we've got to understand our thinking is our seed sown into our attitude that will bring forth an increase. You are a creative being with God. God has given you the power to create. It's your choice how you're going to use it. Look at it. Luke 12:31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and what? All these things shall be added unto you. Seek what first what? The kingdom of God. If you're here on a Saturday night, trust me, you're seeking the kingdom of God. This is very inconvenient for you, I know. You cannot escape the sound of the symphony of increase, which sings glory unto who? Unto the Creator. You've got to understand what I'm saying. People of the world are looking for a people that's been blessed by God. So if we're walking around poor mouthing on how bad our life is, your life is not showing an increase to people to come to your God. You can try to talk them into God all you want to. They're looking if God's benefited you or not. That's what they're looking for. Now, when your thinking is good ground, you have prepared yourself to receive what? Fresh seed from heavenly kingdom. Your thinking is the seeds that are sown into your attitude of life, which brings forth an increase. Now, what if my thinking were based on the kingdom of God? What kind of increase would I have? What would my harvest be? It would be a harvest of the kingdom of heaven. Listen, I'm tired of harvesting my own thinking. I'm just tired of harvesting my own thinking. It's just not very exciting. Now, fresh seed, words from heaven, what an increase this could be. Everything you do in life is a product of... Now, please understand that. Everything you do in life is a product of increase. Whether it's good increase or bad increase, either way it's increase, you've got to understand you are a creative being created in the image of God. You are creating stuff. Can you see that? Now, it is up to you what seed you are planting, which determines if your increase is life or death. Are you planting doubt, fear, and failure? Or are you waiting with anticipation for creative seed to fall upon the good ground of well-prepared what? Well-prepared what? Healthy thinking. It is amazing to me how we have stinking thinking trying to get someone to feel sorry for us. You missed a wonderful opportunity to say, amen, Alan, that's me. It's the truth. We poor mouth, we complain, we talk about all of our failures because we're wanting somebody to feel sorry for us. Listen, you can either be the head or the tail. Come on. That's the tail. The head's leading somewhere. It's going somewhere. If you're trying to manipulate people through your failures, well, you know what that is. It's witchcraft. Come on, God is pretty picky about the ground in which He sows His seeds of creativity. Listen, I believe that the church, the kingdom of God, is waiting to bring forth life that the world hasn't even seen yet. We're waiting on Jesus to invade the scene, which Jesus says, I want to invade your heart. I want to invade your thinking. Terry was telling me he went down to Lakeland. He said, you can tell his thinking is not the same as it was a week ago. Want something? You have an encounter with Jesus. And when you have, I don't have that. I had one person call me and say, Alan, what do you think about Lakeland? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I embrace it and I'm for it, but I haven't been touched by it. I haven't been touched by it, but I want to be. I want to be. I'm going to be if I can. Because I've been touched before. And I know what somebody looks like when they've been touched. They got this far away look in their eyes. You know, I know what it looks like. So the only thing I can tell you, I can't give a report on it except I can embrace it. And I'm calling for it. I say, bring it on, Lord. I wouldn't dare be critical of it just because I hadn't tasted it yet. Amen? If you are living in life, then it demands that you move forward in increase. If you're living in life, it's important that we move forward with this idea of increase. When you leave from here tonight, understand, you're leaving an increase. When you got a prophetic word for somebody, what I'm trying to teach you and train you is the Spirit of God speaking increase to an individual. I'm going to have somebody come up here tonight. We're going to prophesy hope to these ministries that we got from last week. It'll be Neil Blake. If we got some prophetic words for that tonight, I want you to speak into it. But you're speaking increase. You're speaking creativity. That's what we're speaking. But you've got to understand, you've got to see yourself as who you are before you can hear and it's going to come. You've got to see you who yourself who you are. You can say, well, Alan, other people get it. No, you can get it. You can get it. On the other hand, if you are living in death, then it demands that you move backward in decrease. You're either moving forward in increase or backwards in decrease. Once living ceases, death automatically takes over. You got to understand that. I hope you can hear it in the spirit. Once living ceases, and once I'm saying living is how you think. Once your thinking quits living with increase, death just takes over. Death is waiting there to take over your thinking. Look here. Do not try to justify this thinking of decrease in death. Just look at the fruit in your life, and you will know in which direction your life is going. Jesus also gives another secret about losing the increase you already have and about gaining more of the increase if it is in what? Invested wisely. See, God's given all of us a measure, but He tells us to do what? We're to invest it. So when you're giving a prophetic word to someone, you know what you're doing? You're investing. You say, well, Alan, I don't know if it's right. Invest it anyhow. Listen, when the Holy Spirit's among His people, you've heard me say this, you can say the gospel message backwards and it still works. It's not about your words. It's about the power of the Spirit. Come on, somebody. You got to understand that. It's about the power of the Spirit. It's not about you having just the right words. Say it backwards. Just do it in the Spirit, and it'll do the work. It's in Matthew 13, says this. He replied, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom," here's a secret, "kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be what? Taken from him." You see what the Lord's saying there? Look at it. It's a secret of the kingdom. You see that? It's a secret, but it's being revealed. Whoever has will have even more, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. It's the bad attitude. It's the bad thinking for the kingdom. Now, we see that it is imperative to walk and live in what? Increase. The enemy is constantly trying to get God's people to understand what all they're going to lose and decrease in. But the kingdom of God is not that way. You can say, well, Alan, I want to stay humble. I want to stay in poverty, humble, and whatever else. It's bad for the Lord. Right? If you put for the Lord in there, bless his little heart, it works every time. Look at it. The enemy will try to steal and destroy all of the increase of the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom, which is the fruit and testimony of life. The enemy will try to steal and destroy all of the increase of the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom, which is the fruit and the testimony of life. Why have you been what? How many has been born again? Why? Why? Why have we been born again? Is it not to have life and have it more abundantly? Are you wondering how you can change your way of thinking into one of increase? Let's apply what you've learned to your life. You live in increase by what? By what? You got that one? You live in increase by acting out increase. You have to act out of how you're thinking. So you act out of it. Can you name anything that you've been increased in your life? All right. You just start thanking God for it. You start bragging about what God's done for you. Tell you what God's done for me. I don't want to hear about it. Well, I'll tell you anyhow. Huh? Come on. God has given you an increase. I just showed you the verse where God says, if you've got something and you'll invest it wisely, He'll give you more. You can't pour mouth yourself into the kingdom of God. You thank yourself way into the kingdom of God. You thank the Lord for what you got. That's investing an increase. You've been given an increase, so that's what you're giving thanks for. Thanks is the measurement of the increase that you have received. Poor mouth, griping, complaining, criticism. You're the one that's losing. The enemy uses our pride to destroy us. Pride is not your friend. Remember, all of the things of the kingdom of God are being added unto you as you, come on, as you do what? You got to do what? You got to utilize it. You got to utilize this thinking of the kingdom of God. This thing that's called this law of increase. You've got to utilize it. Why would God give you more if you are not going to give away that which you already have? Say this wonderful English with me. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. How do you give it away? You tell about your increase. Read the Old Testament. They start bragging on what God did for them. You know, the Lord did this for me. Well, listen, if we're not going to brag on the Lord, at least we do is keep our mouth shut. Well, you ain't going to believe what they done to me. Dad burned these people. Come on, somebody. Won't nobody listen to me. That's my famous line. Boy, I got a witness on that one. They're okay. Jesus revealed this secret when he said, it's in Matthew 25:21. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's what?" Come share your master's what? Listen, when the Lord gives you something, he has blessed you with increase. You thank the Lord for it. You let everybody know. You say you're thankful for the increase, God. When you've been faithful with that, he's going to give you more. And guess what? It makes him happy. You want to make the Lord happy? You didn't know you could, did you? You can by giving away what he's given you. And then he'll give you more. You'll have more than you can give away. You must be truthful and honest, for in this is the seed of what? The kingdom. Now, I'm going to shift on just a little. Truth and honesty is where the seeds of the kingdom of God are. It's not in control, manipulation, poor mouthing, criticizing, complaining. That's not where the true seeds of the kingdom are. They're in truthfulness and honesty. Just start giving away what you already have in what? Truthfulness and in love. All of this is an act of giving the kingdom. You're giving it away. You're just being truthful about what happened. You have received because you first gave. It is the way of the Spirit. When you act in a kingdom way, the things of the kingdom do what? Come your way. Say it with me. When you act in the kingdom way, things of the kingdom will come your way. Amen? It's the law of increase. When you give away truth, this means that the seed of truthfulness has now sprouted in your... Come on, somebody. Are you with me? When you give away truth, you're thinking truth. Your thinking is the seed that goes into your attitude of truthfulness. So what kind of crops are you going to have? It's going to sprout in your soul. Just start being truthful in a few things and start growing that crop and she'll sprout on you. Come on. And it keeps coming. Now, watch this. You will then start the process of what? Sowing and reaping what? Truthfulness in your life. When you help some in any way, you have started the sprouting process within your own soul and life in relation to whatever you have given away to others. In other words, whatever it is, truth, love, anything. You got to understand, when you give it away, that means you're sharing your fruit. Are you with me? You're sharing what God has given you. You give it away, you're sharing it. That giving away process is planting these thinking in the attitude, the soul of your mind. And it's going to create another increase. So the more you give away, the happier you get. It'll taste real good to the ones that get it. Amen. When you give life, you will receive what? Here we go. Abundant life. You know why we're not experiencing abundant life? because we're not giving it away. We're not giving it away. What's a prophetic word? It's giving life away. It's being creative. It's giving people an increase. When somebody comes up to me and says something to me, say, Alan, I believe the Lord is going to bless you, blah, 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 blah. That's seeds into me. Brings me hope. Listen, you got permission to do it. Did you know that's not lying? That's telling a prophetic truth about their future. Come on. Can you see it? You're a creative being. Throw them seeds out there. It is simply the law of increase. The fruit of one seed is... How many apple trees are in one apple seed? Come on. How many trees? Well, that tree will have apples and then they'll fall and they'll have... How many apple trees are in one apple seed? Unlimited amount. One seed. One seed. It's the fruit of one seed is hundreds. One seed is very creative because it gives an increase which allows others to be blessed. Are you with me? Are you following me? One seed is very small yet very productive. Do not dismiss how big a small action in your life is to others. Can you see, do you feel it? It's just words, but you got to feel it. One small, don't minimize it. It's just one small thing. It's a seed. How many apple trees are in one seed? Unlimited amount. Always keep an attitude of creativity in everything you do. In this healthy attitude will be an increase which will draw others into a life like yours. When you live a life of creativity, it will inspire even the most despondent person into living more creatively. As you live life moving forward, it will bring those around you in a spiritual draft of what? Of increase. You just want to hang out with somebody like that. You know what? You just want to hang out with someone like that. Most importantly, just know that it is God's desire to give to you the desires and the what? The increase of your heart. It makes Him happy. I've shown you that. It gives Him joy. Isn't that something? You can say, well, God, how can I make you happy? He says, just give away what I gave you. And that makes Him happy. The beatenest thing I've ever seen makes you happy too. God wants to give you more increase than you can even imagine. Luke 12:32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to do what? Give you the kingdom. He wants to do it worse than we want it. He wants to give it more than we want to receive it. Amen. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Creativity always equals an increase. You've got to understand what you're thinking is always creating something. It's creating something. You can't look for externals to change your realities. Your thinking is sprouting seeds of life that is creating your externals, which is your realities. Amen?